Ospreys are majestic birds of prey that nest along the shoreline of Long Island Sound. 40 years ago, they nearly disappeared. WSHU's Mark Herz went to the Connecticut Audubon Society in Milford to find out how that happened and how they're doing now.
We're looking at an osprey nest. There's a platform out in this marshy estuary area. And I'm here with Alex Brash, president of the Connecticut Audubon Society. We're right in the backyard here. And they were kind of in trouble years back in the 70s, right?
The ospreys are one of the greatest conservation comeback stories of our time. The ospreys flourished pretty much across the nation until about the 1930s and 40s. The widespread use of pesticides unchecked, particularly DDT, caused them to have problems laying down calcium to make eggs, and so you had what they called eggshell thinning, and when the birds sat on it to incubate their eggs, they ended up cracking them, and so the osprey population declined. At the same time, people also began removing dead trees and all sorts of stuff that they naturally nested in. So both of those impacts brought the population to such a low point that in 1972 or so, there were only about 6 nests left in the state, and only one of them successfully raised young. Shortly thereafter, the great work of people like Rachel Carson and then the Audubon societies and others across the nation got involved and worked to stop the use of widespread use of DDT and other very harmful pesticides. And the ospreys began a slow recovery. And at the same time, organizations helped put up more osprey poles and platforms. And so the two-pronged approach brought them back. To this day, they've made a pretty darn good recovery across the state.
Now, they're big travelers, right?
The ospreys have a great migratory route. Most of them leave here in September and October. They head south. They meander down along the Atlantic coast, cross out over Florida, head across the Caribbean, and then disperse along Colombia, Venezuela, and even to the top of South America.
So this is a fun time of year to be talking about osprey because they're fledging. You explained to me that that means the young, who are kind of teenagers now, are learning to fly. I guess kind of like learning how to drive.
This time of year, at the end of July and August, is a very exciting time to watch osprey. It's sort of like watching a family with teenagers. These young have grown up. They're nearly adult size. And they are learning to fly, so each couple hours they pick up and they jump up and out of the nest, and then they flap off a couple hundred yards and they come back. And then soon, probably through the end of August, they'll start heading out and the parents will move them closer to fishing areas, so they begin to what they call disperse from their nests and will move down to the shoreline, and the parents will teach them how to feed. And so they'll take them on short flights to begin with and then longer flights out over Long Island Sound and up the rivers to find fish, and they'll teach them how to fish, and they'll begin to teach their kids how to live on their own. By the time we get to September, they need to be ready to migrate and head off on their own into the world.
Now, what about these fledging teenagers on your nest right now? Are they going to come back to Connecticut?
We certainly hope they will come back, and typically that is probably what they will do. They'll head south, and somewhere along the way, they'll probably split away from their parents. But once they leave here, at first, yes, they will be with their parents, and they'll continue to learn how to feed and forage and so forth. And then they'll split, and they'll spread out over the winter, and then next spring they'll come on back in the area. The young will sort of look around, probably not nest the first year or two. They'll have to figure it out. They'll also, you know, be in competition with some older, more skilled adults who will scare them away a little bit. Uh-huh. But in due course, they'll figure it out, and they'll find their own nest sites, and they'll find their own mates, and the world goes around, and it's a beautiful thing.
That was WSHU's Mark Herz talking to Alex Brash, president of the Connecticut Audubon Society.